Did Kevin do this himself this morning?
This is beautiful.
I wish I did this.
This is so beautiful.
I can't stop listening to it.
Right.
President Donald J. Trump, how does that sound?
Interesting.
Is possible.
Is that diplomatic? It does sound possible.
Where do we go? What do we do? There have been various celebrities that have said, you know what, if so-and-so wins the presidential election, I'm moving. Alec Baldwin comes to mind. If who won? Was it Bush?
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, it was George Bush.
It was, wasn't it?
And he did not move.
No.
Ted Nugent said about Barack Obama
that he would either be in jail or prison. He is currently not in jail. And he's, wait, what did he say? He would either be dead or in prison?
Yeah,
is that what he
said? Like
yeah, he's not dead. He's not in prison, I think.
Dead or alive. Yeah. No, Ted, that's Bon Jovi's song. Well, now there is a place to go if Donald J. Trump wins the presidential election and you're not happy about it. Enter the conversation here. Rob Calabrese, radio host on 101.9 The Giant. You're out in Canada?
I'm out in Canada, yep. That's
the
right,
oats.
Wendy.
The oat kind of helped me realize that. And you have an idea of where we can go to, is it seek asylum?
Well, no, not at all. It's come and enjoy our way of life. You can seek, it's not seeking asylum. It's just,
it's an alternative.
I like the direction the things that are going. I just wanted to let everyone know there are alternative places to live.
So
for
what
example,
would we get?
Our lovely island.
Let's say we take you up on this offer, Rob, and a lot of people are certainly considering it. What would we get there at Cape Breton? What is the lifestyle like there?
Well, it is always named on the top of the lists when it comes to beautiful islands by travel magazines. Our people are famous for our friendliness and hospitality. We have a rich culture with which is a Celtic culture. A lot of people even speak Gaelic here still.
Mm-hmm.
We have a proud and vibrant... Oh, well, it's Scottish. So when they cleared out Scotland, everyone kind of came here.
Oh, right.
And that's the origin of the place. But First Nations, our Aboriginal community, is proud and vibrant as well. And it's peaceful. And there's no very little violent crime and... It's an outdoor person's dream.
And Donald Trump has no jurisdiction at all over this area. If he's president of the U.S., he can't touch either. Unless, what if he builds
he
a wall
doesn't.
Around it, though?
Then
yeah, that's right.
Back,
I mean, in Canada, every American president and decision you guys make affects us in some way. Maybe it'll be a big way, maybe it'll be a small way, but you're right. It's a separate country, so...
What do you think? We're talking to Rob Calabrese. He's Canadian. He's an on-air host for 101.9 The Giant. What kind? You play pop music? What kind of music? What's on your playlist?
Yeah, we play top 40 music.
All right, and you've been following this the primaries and such. What do you think? Do you think Trump's going to win?
I don't know. I've been following it incredibly closely. I think this is the best. I love the American election process.
Well,
we've watched every debate. My wife and I have watched all the caucuses, all the primaries. We listen to podcasts and American radio about American election intrigue. The personalities are excellent. The narratives are compelling. It's better than Sons of Anarchy, Walking Dead, and Game of Thrones combined.
But with the word anarchy firmly in place in both. Wouldn't you agree? So what happened that you thought of this, Rob? When exactly did you say, hey, the people down in America are a little confused by what's going on. Let's offer them an alternative. What happened?
Well, basically, like you mentioned earlier when you talked about Ted Nugent and Adam Baldwin, or one of the Baldwin guys.
Alec Baldwin,
yeah. Every time there's an election in the United States, we hear the common lament or threat, I guess, if so-and-so wins, then I'm going to move to Canada. And
yeah.
Usually it's Democrats saying this. And basically, in anticipation of that, because we expect it to happen again as we get closer, and even people are saying it now, you hear that now, because we have a severe population problem here. We're running out of people.
Yeah.
So we thought, hey, look, if you guys are going to come to Canada and you're serious about it, look at this nice little option for you right here.
And if you're a Chicagoan, you already share with us the love of hockey, you know, so that's an easy transition.
Absolutely.
We love maple syrup here in Chicago. We can't get enough of it. I know that there's a surplus there. So the transition would not be that traumatic for us, I don't think.
No. And specifically, I mean, because this is a diverse country, as is the United States.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have the melting pot theory of society, where ours is more of the mosaic, where people can kind of keep their old ways.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So regions of Canada differ more so, I think, than regions of the United States. So here, I can tell you that pretty much everybody will speak English.
Good.
Many will speak other languages like French or Gaelic and Mi'kmaq, which is the Aboriginal language here. But I'm pretty much certain everybody can speak English.
And your prime minister, Justin Trudeau, seems to be a fairly upstanding guy. People seem to like him.
Well, I mean, he's only been there since October, so he's still in the honeymoon period, I think. But
in America,
quite popular, yeah.
Rob, you got to understand, in America, if you were in charge since October, you'd already have a dozen scandals under your belt.
Yes. Maybe.
So Camp Breton is an island. Nova Scotia, is that exactly where it is?
Correct. It's an island off the coast of Nova Scotia, which is a province.
Do you have whales out there? I'm just looking at some of the tourism,
and
boy, do you have stuff to do.
Whales. We got whales coming out the, you know.
Out the blowhole.
Sure, yeah.
All right, so humpback whales, that's what they are?
Yeah, we've got all kinds of whales.
Man, there are
you
so
name
much-
the whale, and Rob will set it up, Wendy. If that's all that's holding you back, Rob can make that happen.
Yeah, we have whale-watching tours here that actually guarantee whales.
Really?
Yeah.
Any particular whale season?
Well, usually the tours operate in the summer, which is like the tourist season, but the whales have no preference.
Huh. What about restaurants? Good food there?
Yes, we have restaurants as well.
What?
Oh, man, yeah.
You have whales and restaurants? I'm ready.
What's the weather like?
Whales and restaurants. I've heard a lot about Chicago, but I can tell you likely that our winter is probably not as cold as yours.
Good. Do you get a summer where it's warm enough to swim?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I'm going.
For sure. It doesn't get as hot as there. It's probably, if you can imagine the weather in Maine or New Hampshire, it's likely almost the same.
Do you have lobster?
Yes.
Oh, there is Canadian lobster tail, which is really very good.
Oh, yeah. My first job was working on a lobster boat when I was a teenager.
That's pretty impressive.
That is
no
cool.
No one said anything.
That's town. The town I'm from has 600 people. It's a lobster town.
Really? Bill, this is sounding
it's
really good.
It's sounding better. The more you say, Rob, honestly, it's sounding more and more convincing.
We have Rob Calabrese on the line, on-air host for 101.9 The Giant, and we have a listener who has an idea for you, Rob. This is Patrick. Patrick, this is Rob Calabrese.
Hey, I wanted to know if Canada wanted to trade Trump for the crazy mayor Rob from Toronto.
Rob Ford.
Yeah, he's all finished now, though.
Maybe he's job. Maybe he could be Trump's VP.
Wouldn't that be a thought?
Yes.
Wait, Patrick, if he's crazy, why would you want to trade Trump for him? Is he better than Trump, in your opinion?
He's more of a partier guy. He looks like he's a little bit more inclusive.
His brother's still on the prowl, isn't he, Rob? Isn't Rob Ford's brother still out there?
Yeah. His brother is a member of council, and I believe Rob Ford's also a member of council, although has been having some health issues as of late.
Oh.
All right, well, thanks, Patrick. Rob's not going for it, but not a bad idea.
Rob, if we want in on this, if we want to denounce our citizenship here in the U.S. and move out to Cape Breton, what's our next move? What do we have to do?
Well, you can go to the website, which is called cbiftrumpwins.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's all of the questions and answers right there, especially about the immigration process. And here's the other thing. Bill, you don't have to renounce your citizenship.
You don't.
At all. You can become a dual citizen.
Oh,
I like that idea.
That would be handy. All right.
And that basically means if more than one country considers you a citizen, then you're a dual citizen.
I like it.
That would be cool at dinner parties to whip out both your passports.
Yes, it would.
That's right.
Yes, it would. You could sit at the adult table with that.
Rob, people laugh at this and think it's a crazy idea. I know Rolling Stone interviewed you about this, but I bet your people population is going to go up in Cape Breton.
That's why I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
More men to women. What's the ratio there?
It's probably more women.
Really?
And all right, Bill got his passport.
Well, the reason being, because our population is dropping, it's economic reasons that are making it go down, but a lot of men go out to work in the oil sands in Alberta.
What's the ratio of centers to forwards?
Centers to forwards? In hockey?
Hockey, yes. Going back to hockey.
Probably 2-1 forwards, I would guess.
Yeah, well, a center is a forward.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah, I'm thinking of wingers, I guess.
Don't talk hockey with a Canadian.
Right. I am outdueled right off the bat. I am.
Yeah.
Rob, it's a great idea you've had here.
Pardon me?
It's a great idea.
Well, thank you very much, guys, for getting in touch. I mean, you can find out. And one thing, if I can.
Sure.
Because this seems like a pretty loose show where there's no one staring at the clock.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... What I think about Donald Trump is totally irrelevant. After all, as many people have pointed out, I'm just some bozo in Canada who shouldn't be sticking their nose in.
Oh, we don't see it that way.
Well, it's true, but what we've been hearing is a lot of people are nervous about the things that he has said in his campaign and are scared by those things.
Yeah.
And those are the people that I was trying to reach. So if I agree or not with Donald Trump, I'm sure you all have heard people who are being made quite nervous about things he says on campaign.
Mm-hmm.
It makes us all nervous. It really does, good or bad.
Well,
I think
makes some people very excited as well.
Yeah, but I still think there's some nervous energy for the people who even support him. I think he's nervous. How the hell am I going to do this? It'll be huge. All right, well, this is an option, definitely, Rob. And is 101.9 The Giant online? When are you on? Maybe we want to listen to you.
Well, that would be great. I actually had to take this week a vacation off work so I could answer calls and answer emails. And
good.
Stuff.
That shows there's
I'll be back next week.
There's a lot of interest. That's good news for you.
Well, yeah, there sure is.
Rob, thank you. Good luck with all this.
Thanks, Bill and Wendy.
Thank you. Is it just thegiant.canada? How do we find your website?
No, it's giant1019.com.
Giant1019.com. Thank we'll you find so it. Much. Well, we may come visit you.
Well, hey, look, and I'll make this promise to everyone. You come here, we're going to have lobster tails on the barbecue in my backyard.
Mm.
And you're buying them?
Mm.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right, we'll see you.
Done.
Thank you, Rob. Right. Good luck to you.
Two tails per person.
Wow.
Just got better.
That's the promise of the century
Do
right there.
Do we hear
there.
Three?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Rob. Take what care. A nice guy.
Wow, that's as generous can be.
If you go to capebreton.com.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. It really is.
We may be going there at the mid-November.
All right. That's easy. All right. We'll take a quick break and then give you more show. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy, and it's WGN.